Normally, we'll play voicemails in the middle of our show, but I'm not that good, and I'm not that good at planning, and I'm especially not that good of an editor. So, I have a message from Peter, and here it is.
Hello, Senor Juan, a.k.a. Jizz. Sorry I wasn't able to make it tonight, but to address my super secret brisket recipe, I did not see it on the INCYC show website. It's like it disappeared, like some of your magic tricks. But to be fair, I should have protected the recipe like I would my own family. I promise the running gag on these two jokes will be done with, and I can piss you off in other ways. Your friend, Peter, a.k.a. Piz.
And now back to our regularly scheduled program. Thank you. Hey, everybody. Welcome to I'm Not Crying, You're Crying, the show about anything and everything, because it's our show. I'm here with Juan.
Sup, motherfucker.
That's as peppy as you've been. And Jay.
Hey.
Oh, Jay, what happened?
Sup, motherfucker.
Oh, I see. Okay, okay. And I'm Sean, and this is our theme music. Still nothing, man. Still nothing. Hey, everybody, welcome back to I'm Not Crying, You're Crying, Season 8, Episode 5. You awake over there, buddy? Or are you just opening your mouth for balls in them this early in the show?
Yeah.
Jeez.
Jay,
look who, hey, I'm glad your balls drop, Juan, and you're able to make deep voices now on the radio instead of just yelling.
Radio? Fuck. 1990 call. They want their
radio back? Idiot. Wait, stupid.
Did I say radio?
Shut up, Jay. Shut the hell up.
Why? Okay. All right. And just like that, it's like no time has passed whatsoever. Gentlemen, how's it going? It's been a couple weeks since we had a chance to catch up.
Yeah. Thanks, Jay.
Thanks for what?
Well, you know.
Did you give him a handy or what? Like, what are you thanking him for?
Yeah, what are you insinuating?
Oh, no, nothing. I mean,
are you not ready to talk about it yet? Do you want us to turn off the microphones and give you a minute? Like, what's
there is a schedule for a reason, but I mean,
hey. You want to talk about respecting schedules? Let me just tell
you. Oh, shut the fuck up, dude. Shut the fuck up.
Juan, show us in your mouth where the balls touch you.
Yo, he's pointing. Uh-huh. He's pointing. He's, pointing he's pointing at his Adam's apple, ladies and gentlemen.
I'll cover my hair.
Oh, good. It's like no time has passed whatsoever.
I am so glad that I came back to this show to be respected in the capacity I deserve.
It's so funny. You know, Oyen talks for a week. He comes in with all this like self-confidence and high self-esteem and shit.
And just like that, it was ripped away, motherfucker.
That's fucking right, man. We can't have you walking around thinking you deserve self-respect. What do you think this is, America? Yeah,
confidence and Juan Ledesma?
Listen. Well, man, it's good to catch up with you guys. I, as I usually do, troll the internet, and this time I found some news stories, but I think I found some more interesting ones. But specifically, Juan, because he's on Trump Watch.
I am not on Trump Watch,
man. Well, the thing is that you're the only one who ever texts us anything about Trump. You are the only one. And then, so anyway, ladies and gentlemen. Juan sent us a thing. Are we going to talk about Trump being arrested? And so, Juan, the floor is yours to kind of talk us through this late breaking news of Trump being arrested.
Yeah, dude.
Oh, yeah. That's very interesting what you just said there.
You know, the way it works is you guys need to shut the hell up for somebody else to be able to talk. Oh, shit. Is that how it feels? Wow. Okay. Yeah, he was indicted for taking... confidential documents from the White House. So as you guys know, he just had an indictment in New York for the whole hush money controversy and misappropriation of campaign funds. And I think he was found innocent on this one. But now he got indicted in Florida and was taken to court, where he pled not guilty for taking the documents or the confidential information from the White House.
Okay, but you said he was arrested. So
yeah, well,
did he get put in handcuffs?
I believe so. I believe so. Hold on one second. But
thank you, Jarvis.
Here's the thing. this is twice and in the same year. He's not going to be running for president this year, guys.
Well, he was indicted twice, which, as if I'm remembering our last conversation about this, it doesn't mean anything.
I know it doesn't mean shit, but twice, something's bound to stick. The motherfucker is corrupt and filthy like your underwear. So the fact is...
Oh, man. How do you know?
I didn't know your underwear was involved in politics, Sean.
Yeah, well, because, you know, when I rubbed him under his nose. Anyway, but Juan, okay. When you say arrested, I imagine there's a video of him getting handcuffed and put inside the back of a police car while he yells at the top of his lungs. You see what they do to me? You see what they do to... Try and silence me.
Instead, he held a press conference and bashed how corrupt the government is for doing this to him.
So did he do? He had another press conference, or are you talking about the first time we talked about this?
No, we're talking about this time around.
Oh, so he had another press conference then. So yeah. he acted in Trump like he did last time. He was indicted. He spoke in front of a judge. They told him not to talk about it, and then he immediately went to go talk about it.
Yeah. So he actually surrendered himself. And showed up for his arraignment in the federal court. The defendant is typically processed after being arraigned, but Trump completed the booking process before he entered the courtroom. So he was booked.
The most coherent speech I've ever heard you speak. Are you reading this from a teleprompter?
So, I mean, what does this mean in the long run? Like
that if actually found guilty, he'll face the jail time, hopefully.
And then...
Or if he's found guilty and doesn't face jail time, he won't be able to run for president because my understanding is...
Darn.
Here's the thing. I think whether he is found guilty, this situation is damn if you do, damn if you don't. If he's found guilty, it's going to cause a lot of issues with his supporters. And I think it's going to have more.
I think, you know,
civil. Oh, go ahead.
No, I just think that if I've learned anything over the last 6 to 8 months about Donald Trump and his supporters, that it doesn't matter what he does. He has supporters no matter what. So,
yeah, but imagine if he actually gets arrested or he's found guilty. What do you think they'll do?
They'll probably support him more because they're thinking that he was, you know,
I mean,
set
frame,
up. Yeah, set up. But no, I get that. I completely get that. But think of it in the act. Yeah. Think about it in the acts of violence that this can create. I mean, while he was
worse than
free,
the tiki torches. Like worse than the tiki torches. You know what I mean? Like I don't know if this really means anything that is outside of the realm of things that I think we've already, you know, that we haven't seen before. I think I really just want to know if this means that he gets more gas to, like, you know, like if he's going through all this to give himself some publicity, something, so that when it's time for him to run for president, he can talk about how he was wronged on multiple occasions, how they tried to take him in. You know, he's working on his underdog story, I think.
Underdog.
Think about it.
Americans eat that shit up. You know, we love a good underdog story. Yeah. We love people overcoming adversity in some sort of way, you know?
Yeah, it's true. It's very, very true. Speaking of, the next thing I want to talk to you guys about, have you guys seen the movie, the Hulu exclusive movie, Flaming Hot? It was directed by Eva Longoria.
I'm sure you've already memorized the fucking script to that movie. It's like intended for you, dude. You eat shit and sleep fucking Flaming Hot Cheetos, man.
I do.
to answer your question, Sean, no, I have not seen it.
All right. So the movie is about, it was about a few different things, but the core story of it is about this janitor born and raised in Los Angeles who works in the Frito-Lay factory in Rancho Cucamonga, rising up to become the director of marketing, right? So starting at the bottom, literally cleaning the floors, to now becoming someone who has a stake in the company of Frito-Lay.
Hey, so is the movie based on the truth of the creation of Flaming Hot, or
that's kind of the controversy? Now, I don't know if you guys are keeping up with the story at all, but the guy, his name is Richard Montañez. He is the person who has been claiming that he invented Flaming Hot Cheetos. The movie would paint it that way as well. So
the whole story just sounds ridiculous. Like he was a janitor and then he just kind of like
that's the underdog story that you guys want.
Well, yeah, I mean, but this is just stupid and ridiculous. Like it sounds like an 80s movie premise. Like this this guy just kind of stumbles upon something, and then he you know, brings it up to the bigwigs, and now he's CEO. Like, yeah. It just sounds...
it is... the movie in and of itself, you know, has some heart. It is very satirical at it's very like satirical at its core, you know, because it doesn't take itself too seriously. But like, you know, this guy, Richard Montañez, it's like they needed something more bigger than just he worked really hard to get to the top, and they felt like Hot Cheeto was that thing. Now, the thing that makes this a little scandalous is that Richard Montañez has been public speaking in regards to his journey from, you know, he was a gang member, an ex-con, he sold drugs, and then he basically turned his life around to help support his family. And he did that by starting to work at Frito-Lay. And at some point during his tenure at Frito-Lay, he pitched the idea of Hot Cheetos, and then boom, now he's director of marketing. Or not suddenly, but, you know, he put all his work in to do that.
So now, he pitched the idea of Hot Cheetos, or
that's the claim.
Did he come up with the, like, what is the truth?
The claim is that as the movie would tell it, is that he was working in the store trying to figure out, or working in the factory trying to figure out how to basically be very helpful. And he would do every different job there. He went on runs with the delivery people. He mopped the floors. He helped learn how the machines work. And so he had worked himself up to kind of be like this factory handyman. And then one day he's doing a delivery and he goes, you know, there's no chips here for like me and my people. You know, he's an Hispanic guy. And he's just looking for something that would be good for him to eat. So they were concerned that they're going to close down the factory.
Oh, wait, he don't like just regular Cheetos?
He doesn't like Cool Ranch, man. Cool Ranch is good flavor. Cool Ranch is good flavor. But he's like, nah, I don't need that. So he is in concern because they're closing down the factory. It is like during the first recession, like in the early 90s.
Cheetos aren't that old?
No. The movie starts in the 80s, but like, early 90s, they are already trying to game plan this Hot Cheeto thing. He takes some stuff home, puts some of his own flavor into it. You know, he goes to the market, his wife and him cook a bunch of stuff. And then they pitch this to whoever the director of, it was played by Tony Shalhoub, and I can't remember his name now. But they pitch it to him and he goes, oh, this is great. We need to believe in our team members and our company and our goals, vision, blah, blah, blah. You know, it's really like a one of those company
rags to riches.
Yeah, but it's like it's the movie you want to show at the company meeting, you know, to prove that your synergy matters. Yeah, it's one of those, you know. Now here's the thing is that he's been public speaking. The real guy, Ricardo Montes, he's a real guy, and he did work at Frito-Lay, and he did work his way up from janitor to director of marketing, which is something that can happen in any company, as I think we're all aware. But he, at some point during his public speaking, was saying, you know what, I also pitched the idea of having Hot Cheetos. So without me, we wouldn't have Hot Cheetos. And it just goes to show that you need to have, you know, have your, you know, if you're gung-ho and you love something, you can do blah, 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 blah. And so the thing is that like no one's really contested it until like this movie started to come up, and not really contested, just kind of go, we can't find any real evidence that he was actually the one who did it. Now in the movie, they kind of say that there's already a committee working on this, like because Chicago was like asking for something, the Midwest market was asking for something a little more spicy, a little more flavorful. But like, for whatever reason, Frito-Lay, the company in and of itself, has never stopped Richard Montañez from saying that he was the creator of Hot Cheetos until like no one's ever been able to trace the facts back to it being him.
Why would they stop him from saying that?
Frito-Lay? If I'm Frito-Lay, I wouldn't stop him either. Why? I have everyone singing the praises of this rag to riches story that happened at my company, you know?
Well, plus it garners that market, you know, that Latino market where like, oh, they thought of us and they invented this product for us. So,
you know, up until now, I didn't realize that Hot Cheetos was geared towards my people.
you just thought white people just love spicy shit too? Is that what you?
Yeah.
It's just not a spicy flavor that I remember growing up as a kid. Like, I don't really see that as a taste in spice that I liked in my culture. Like I eat them. Let's start off by saying this. I don't care for them. I don't like them. I've had them like one or two bites and I'm like, don't really care for it. I think it's the Flaming Hot Cheetos that I don't care for, but I have had like the Flaming Doritos. Different story. Like it, but
not like, that's it. So I honestly didn't think it was geared towards my people. I thought it was more geared towards kids.
Why would you feed kids spicy shit? You ever been a kid?
Hey, no, fuck you. Remember late 1990s, mid 2000s, that even Kevin and Bean did on K-Rock when they had their show, they did like this whole quote-unquote expose, because schools in California started banning Hot Cheetos, and it was like a bunch of kids of going, I love Hot Cheetos because it makes my butt burn. And they were talking about how they love Hot Cheetos. Like, I thought it was more geared towards kids.
Oh, yeah, because all those kids were listening to Kevin Bean at the time.
No, fuck you. Kevin and Bean was like, hey, eat Hot Cheetos, and this is why. No, it was like, the branding was towards fucking kids. It's kind of like Takis now. Like, in my daughter's school, they don't allow fucking Takis or Hot Cheetos.
They don't? Really? But why?
I think it's a thing on the principle. Yeah. I think it's
But when you think of spicy foods, you automatically think...
I go by the name of Dane Jones. I'm with my crew.
Yes, we can.
I can't hear it, but this song is a song called Hot Cheetos and Takis. Anyway.
Thank you for interrupting, Jay.
I apologize, Jay. Continue.
Yeah, but when you think of like spicy food, you automatically think of like Latin American.
That's
type
racist,
of food,
man. Maybe. That's racist.
It is racist.
What about Indian food?
Indian food isn't as marketable as Latin American food. In this country.
When was the last time you went to a Mexican restaurant and the fucking waiter asked, what level of spiciness do you want?
That's all the time.
Oh, yeah.
They ask me if I want salsa, and it's labeled by heat.
No, hot, yeah, but not like, do you want a level 5, 10 fucking spicy?
I think, first of all, I think that like spice and different flavorings are, I think, cemented in cultures that are not... indigenous to America. You know, so I think, yeah, maybe Hot Cheetos are targeted at Hispanic people, but anywho, my real question is like, go ahead, Juan, and you what?
And why Hot Cheetos? Why not Doritos? Like that I could see, it's a fucking tortilla chip.
That's racist. in
my
the movie,
people love tortillas.
In the movie, he was trying to gear it towards Cheetos, Fritos, like all the things that basically have the Flaming Hot moniker attached to them now. But Cheetos was the one that they're like, yeah, now. But I just mean like Cheetos were the one that that made it.
Did it start with Cheetos, or did it start with the hot fries?
It started with Cheetos, with the movie. Cheetos was the first thing to get shelf space. And they tried to kill it. But anyway, my question is like, you know, this movie is supposed to be based on a true story. Now it makes me question what that means. Like, if for this to be based on a true story, Jay, do you think that that it should have this level of controversy, so to speak, behind it?
I mean, Cocaine Bear was based on a true story as well, and nobody's like,
yeah,
nobody's up in arms about that shit.
Well, I mean, you know, I don't think anyone really knows. You know, I don't know if we're asking the other bears if he really did that much coke. You know what I mean? In this scenario, they're asking Frito-Lay employees, like reporting outlets are going, "Hey, did you know this guy?" Like, yeah, I knew him, but he just mopped the floors and got really good at marketing stuff. He didn't make Hot Cheetos.
Well, yeah, apparently he's a charismatic speaker. You know, they didn't know that when he was mopping the floors.
It's true. Also true. Yeah. So I just wonder if that means that, like, based on a true story, gives people license to do a bunch of other stuff. Like, you know, it makes me question all the other based on a true story things I've seen.
I hate to say this, but it goes back to creative marketing. It's based on a true story. And that's when people get hooked and they watch the fucking movie and they start doing their research and going, this can't be all based on a true story. I mean, how many times have you seen a fucking movie that is based on a true story and then you go and research it and there's like discrepancies or major differences?
I mean, not as often as I would think. I don't know. I mean, the
whole purpose is for entertainment, you know, like it's based, like it's just inspired by something that might have happened in real life. And then it just sparked the creative juices to... You know,
then I would prefer if it said inspired by a true story as opposed to based on when I say
inspired by true events.
Yeah, because like then, you know, because the things that happen in this movie are like a little, I mean, I won't say a little outlandish. They are Some of them are very grounded in reality, and then others of them are like very kind of far-fetched. Like, really? That happened? Okay, if you say so.
So,
you know,
here's the key question. Does this guy get any type of royalties, or did he get any type of money for Flaming Hot Cheetos?
I don't know if he's getting any money for Flaming Hot Cheetos. The article doesn't say that. But at the end of the movie, he is in it, and he's there with his wife, posing for pictures because the character is based on him.
You know, I love these like goofy corporate like movies. This just sounds so ridiculous. Like there was a movie in the 80s. It's called Hot to Trot. It stars Bobcat Goldthwait, and he finds a talking horse, and this talking horse is good at like picking stocks, and then he picks the stocks, and then Bobcat Goldthwait purchases him, and he ends up becoming really high in the corporate world because of this talking horse. So I feel like this is kind of the same premise.
the talking horse is Richard Montañez.
Yeah, he just came up with some like goofy shit to put in the Cheetos formula, and then, you know, it took off.
Yeah, it's a little, I don't know. It's a fun movie to watch if you guys get time to watch it. I think it's like an hour and a half or an hour and 40 minutes. But it's a good watch, and it's directed by Eva Longoria, and it makes me wonder if they turned in a much more serious script, because I think, is this her first direct movie as a director?
I don't know.
You know, I
let
I
me check.
She might have directed episodes of Desperate Housewives. I think this might be her first feature length thing. But, you know, it makes me wonder like what her next thing will be and if it'll be taken seriously. But, you know, I think, you know, if I'm Eva Longoria and I want to be taken serious as a director, I got to cut my teeth on something, and hers just happened to be Flaming Hot.
Yeah, I guess. I mean,
So in more serious news, Richard DeSantis, you guys following that guy? He's the Florida governor, mayor person.
No, not closely.
I'm not following him all that closely either, but my wife, who follows TikTok very closely, is also following him because they're very opinionated. Now, a couple weeks ago, he basically made this decree that he wouldn't allow migrant workers to work in his city, the state of Florida, or in some part of Florida. I can't remember exactly how it goes, but... and depending on what part of social media, there's two questions I have here based off what I'm going to tell you guys. So based on what part of social media that you subscribe to, you're either in the part of Florida that all these migrant workers are working in and everything is empty, all your shelves are empty because they refuse to deliver to the different stores and outlets that are in Florida. And if you subscribe to another piece, like everything is normal and this is just a hyperized version of like this governor being racist to migrant workers. So my first question is, A, did you hear about this? And if you did hear about it, do you think that Richard DeSantis is trying to be looked at as a hero for basically saving jobs and not allowing migrant workers to work?
I have not heard about it. And I don't know how I feel about this.
Way to pick the topic.
Oh, thanks, man.
I mean, he's saving jobs from you know, the Americans that don't want to do it in the first place. So,
okay. So Kelly Clarkson. Nope. Kelly. not Kelly Clarkson. The other Kelly. Kelly Osborne. You know, she made a statement.
The dumb fuck that said, "But who's gonna clean your toilets?"
Yeah, yeah. But when all this happened, she goes, "Well, who's gonna clean your
toilets?" No, this was a long time ago. Statement was a long time ago, man.
Are you defending her? Are you on Kelly Osborne's side?
No, no. I just know that it wasn't like recent. This was a while back.
Approximately how far back?
I'll find it right now.
Okay, thank you, Jarvis. Well, the other thing is that, okay, so in the political climate where you got, you know, former President Trump being indicted for all kinds of stuff, and you got this mayor in Florida, which is already kind of like being looked at for all kinds of other weird stuff.
2015, motherfucker.
Thanks, man. Appreciate that, Jarvis. You have this governor making all these waves in, you know, a part of the world that is already looked at as like very radical. You know, do you think that like him putting this edict down to segregate migrant workers is something that's only going to help fuel you know, people's view of negative view of Florida.
Well, no, this motherfucker is just trying to remain in the headlines. He's also the same idiot that is taking on Disney just a couple months ago. And you
I
can't
think he lost, right?
Huh?
I think he lost, didn't he?
Yeah, you can't fuck with Disney. They own half the world and they have powerful lawyers. So the fact is, I don't think he lost. I think Disney's just fucking him over. It essentially, he's like, you want to mess with our tax breaks and our status? Well, fuck you. This is what we'll do. It's gotten to the point where other states have written to Disney and gone, hey, if you don't want to do business in Florida, we'll gladly take your business.
Well, thanks, Juan. Well, my second question then is, if you think he's doing this for headlines, or if it's just for headlines, then why do it? Why not be known for something a little less, you know, salacious?
Because he's crazy, dude. He's on the Trump level. I think he sees the value of, there's a certain demographic that he can target and push to a certain point for support and action, and that's the demographic he's gonna key in.
So in relation to this topic, you know, do you guys ever see this mockumentary called A Day Without a Mexican?
Yes.
No.
You remember that? No. It's where, you know, the Hispanic cult
the Mexicans disappear from the world. So yeah, you're left with like leaf blowers on the ground and shit like that. Yeah.
Do you think that this Richard DeSantis guy just goes, hey, man, are you thinking anyone remember this movie? No. So let's see if I can do this in Florida.
I mean, I doubt that's his reasoning, but
I always wanted to live that movie.
It sounds a little far-fetched, but I think I don't know what to think, really. Like, I feel like he has good intentions, but he's just so blind to like the cultural insensitivity of his actions, you know?
What good intentions does he have?
But how could you, how can you be an elected official and be that culturally insensitive to think that, like,
Sean,
Trump, motherfucker, Trump, really?
Sean.
Trump, bitch. Sean, how can you be so good?
There are many, many insensitive politicians in this world.
I know. I just mean, but like, you know, if he's, I just feel like, you know, if he's making this kind of edict that he has to know what impacts are going to have. It's, you know, the way I would view this is that he is trying to make himself out to be some sort of hero so that when he decides to run for president, he will go, I saved lots of American jobs by making sure that, you know, the state that I ran wasn't giving them away to like to migrant workers and people who weren't here to live the American dream. You know, that, because that's what I want to do for you as the people. So, again, people have a good underdog story, you know, so.
Didn't he already put in that he wanted to run for president?
He might have. And I honestly don't know. But I mean, Florida has a whole bunch of other things going on that he has condoned or allowed to happen. So, like, you know, they have teachers checking kids' genitals, you know what I mean, to make sure that they're going to the right restroom. And that's happening in Florida.
What? So,
yeah. So it's just like,
Wait. They are not physically checking the genitals. Correct.
How else would you check them?
No. Like they hands? Aren't really like checking it. Like they're just standing by the. It's bullshit. You are what you were born with. You can't identify as specific gender and
there, right? Was legislation passed, I want to say, for Florida that would allow teaching staff to check children's genitals for.
No fucking way. Like, I knew about the whole they can out kids, well, to
Jarvis,
their parents.
If you want to stop talking for like 5 seconds, Jarvis, you can go ahead and look that up.
Yeah, I'm just generally pissed right now.
So anyway, it is just a crazy state. Now, this is rather old news because all this stuff, it all shook out. And obviously, like, he has since then repealed all that stuff because there are some parts of Florida who are having a rough time. You know, like their stores weren't being filled, all because, like you said, Jay, there's lots of jobs that most American people don't want to do because they feel like they're above those jobs. And that's a horrible way to think about it, but that's the reality of the situation. And so these migrant workers are now, and I couldn't tell you in truth if they're all back to work or all these different parts of the cities are back in full operation. But again, it just depends on what part of social media you're looking at, because it seems to control the narrative a lot on what you saw, depending on what you looked at for Florida. Because I saw this story and then I went to text people and go, hey, man, is this happening to you? And he's like, no, man, I got everything I need over here. So I don't know what I don't know what's happening, you know. So it's just, you know, just go share the power of social media and confirmation bias.
Holy fuck, man.
Yes. Yes, Jarvis.
So this actually,
this just saying, Jarvis, they've been,
this is fucking stupid.
You want to explain in detail what's fucking stupid?
So it's passing Florida's, they passed the bill to, for to do God what? Fucking to, shit. I can't believe I missed this shit. This is so fucking stupid. So
to do what, Juan?
So it's not like, it's not related to the bathrooms. It's not related to what you said. It's related to fucking sports. So it's essentially Florida is allowing teachers to subject students to examination because they don't want transgender individuals to participate in sports or in as the gender they identify in the sport.
Well, I'm glad that that's on topic. Thank you, Juan.
No, well, this is so fucking stupid.
Well.
Wait, why is it stupid?
Why are they subjecting students to these examinations if they identify as a certain gender? That's the gender they identify, and they should be allowed.
Well, I mean, this is a very controversial topic, you know, because
it is.
There are transgender athletes that are participating in. Mostly men, like former men who are now identifying as women, they're participating mm-hmm. in women's sports, and they're just like shattering a bunch of records, you know, in women's sports.
Yeah, it's, damn it.
So here's the thing. These are transgender mm-hmm. women or
yes.
former males, yeah. now women.
Yeah.
These
yeah.
are people that have taken the drugs and the hormones and whatnot to make them transition into that gender, correct?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So by definition, they don't identify as a male. They may not even have, depending on where they are in their journey or the type of transition they decided to go to, they may not even have the, for lack of better terms, the equipment to be identified as a male. They may not have the hormones.
Well, I think
so.
Hold on.
The whole argument that because they were born male, they have.
Well, I think hold time out. Yeah. So I think you're conflating two different things. So you're conflating like someone being a transgender, being transgender and having had all the requisite procedures, surgeries, all that stuff, and then you're conflating that with their like physical ability. So. Here's what Jay is saying is that it's funny because there was a TikTok video I watched, and if I prepared for this topic, I would have had it ready, where this biological woman, born woman, I don't know the proper term, had basically trained her entire life to be really good in the women's division of swimming. She was breaking records. She was leading in her class. And then... in the finals, a transgender woman had beaten her by seconds. So not only did all these records that she had already made, like that this transgender person beat or like equal to, but they also beat her by like a fraction of a second, right? Natural born woman, a biological woman versus transgender woman. And the only difference is that before that person was practicing in the male sport of swimming, right?
Did they practice in the male sport of swimming?
They did. They did.
Sean, I got a better story.
So Jay, go ahead. It's, you know, I'm curious about your story, but it, you know, Juan, I think that's the point is that the natural born woman has trained her whole life.
But is she saying that because he's a male or she was a male at some point, she has an advantage?
Yep.
Why? What's the advantage?
Physical strength.
No. Physical strength, but when can't a natural born female have that same physical strength? How many, like taking it away from the swim competition, how many natural born females are bodybuilers and have destroyed males in that same competition.
That's don't funny know. You should say that, Juan, because...
Oh, is... the, hold on. Is not it the boxing one?
Huh?
Jay, go ahead.
Go, Jay. Yeah.
No, I saw this video where this guy, to prove a point, he entered this powerlifting competition. He's like, I think he was one of the coaches or the trainers. He just said he identified as a female, went into the female powerlifting competition, shattered a bunch of the records that were previously held by women. He did shatter one of the records in front of the woman that had achieved that record, you know, and he didn't take any, he identified as a woman in the competition, but he did just to prove a point that, you know, like all you have to do is say that you identify as another gender and then you can compete.
Yeah. And, you know, and I think that is the innate problem is that you can just say, I identify this way and now you are in the competition. And I think that you have to get on a level to say that there are biological differences between men and women. I think that is very clear, because if there weren't any biological differences, then there'd be no reason for people to identify themselves as one or the other. So
aside from... from genitalia, there is biological differences.
I would say there's biological differences between you and your wife.
Yeah. Well, it depends. Did she go out to check the noise or did he send her?
No, I'm okay.
But Juan. But, so then the last story is that. Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
Well, the last one is that. There is a boxer, a female MMA fighter. And a biological woman she was going up to the champions, like ship level. And she was going up against a transgender woman. And she's like, yeah, she hit me and I just never been hit like that before. But she didn't realize that this was a transgender woman until it was revealed that like, oh man, this is a transgender woman. She punched me the shit out of me. I've never been punched that hard. Like even by people who are in my weight class, my division, you know? So it's just like, she trains again. Top of her class in this particular sport. But then is again, first of all, and think about all these stories, Juan, these are transgender men these are men identifying as women who then go on to like basically dominate this category in women's sports. So
I feel that the shoe can be on the other foot. I feel like there could be.
I am sure that there are some women out there who will absolutely like. Right now, if I fought that woman in that, she would destroy me. Juan. Yeah. I'm not a trained athlete at all, and I think we all know that. But I think the if I'm being honest here, I think the larger story is that you know, men are just finding a way to take more away from women.
Do you think that's the undertone? Do you think that's the underlining factor?
Absolutely.
So how fucked up does this male? Like the one that Jay mentioned, I think that's a fucked up one because they didn't even go through the journey of transitioning. They just
he did it to prove a point though.
Yeah, no, but I don't think it's just a point. I think he's fucked up because after breaking the records and taking those records away of those athletes, it's not, you know what, I should just have my records not count, my I don't know if he won any championships or whatnot, be stripped away from me because I already proved my point. It was just to prove a point. It doesn't matter. No, he still retained all that shit. But going back to my original thought is, if these males are like, oh, let me take away the shit from the female gender, I'm going to start transitioning to take it away. How fucked up are they? I generally think that the people that are quote unquote taking away shit from the female gender are not doing it as taking it away. They're doing it because they truly transition and identified as a female participant. Now, it's not their fault that because of time, they weren't allowed to fucking participate and had to participate in the gender they were born in.
Wait, I don't understand what you're trying to say.
Yeah, he's trying to say that.
Thank you, Sean.
He's trying to say that he thinks that it's not their fault that they took them so long to realize that they were misgendered.
No, forget the it took him this long to be misgendered. How many people had the fucking stigma of, hey, I was born as a male, but I truly don't identify as a fucking male, so I'm going to have to live my life as a male and participate in a sport that I love in a gender that I don't identify. But now, because society is transitioning away from those labels or allowing people to really accept the labels that they want to be placed in, they're feeling the comfort.
You don't think on any level this is just men trying to control another thing? Like, you know what I mean? Now it's socially acceptable for it to be controlled by men.
This is where you and Jay are probably going to jump on me and be like, I have to pick one side. Yeah, unfortunately, I think that there's going to be sick individuals out there that it's men trying to control something. But I truly feel that that is just a handful of sick individuals trying to dominate or control another gender. But I truly feel that there's going to be other individuals out there that truly don't identify as males and transition to the female gender.
I will tell you that those people who are just doing it because they want to dominate or fucking it up for everybody else. I agree that there's people out there who believe and feel they've been misgendered and they have been. And now they're able to compete, but there are like there are people out there who are fucking it up. Like they're like it's like imagine if Tiny Mike from Punch Out was like, you guys, I can't make it in this competition.
I thought it was Mac.
But you know where I can. Anyway,
I thought it was Mac.
Yeah, but I mean,
fine.
Transitioned and then they wanted to compete in female sports. Like it does send that message where, you know, it's like to women that are training as hard as they can and they're just losing to transgendered women. If I were competing, I would feel cheated. I would feel it was unfair.
So yeah. Let me ask this question. Do you think that in the world of sports, we'll ever pull away from the male-female labels and just have a unisex, non-binary competition?
I don't think so, and I don't think so, not only because there's so much money wrapped up in both WNBA and the NBA that, like, I don't think that, like, you know...
Because in the world of acting, they're trying to take away, like, or pull away from... actress, actor, and just...
Yeah, but there'll still be two awards. So it doesn't matter. It's just like, you know, the two best supporting actors are, you know, one male, one female, one, you know, whatever. But
now we'll just refer them as best leading actor.
It's different
female
with sports.
I agree with Jay. It's just different with sports, and it's different with sports because of just the physicality involved. I think that if LeBron James transitioned right now, today, waited 5 years, and then decided to play in the WNBA,
at 43 years old, he transitions and then he joins the WNBA, sure. Wins several championships with several WNBA teams.
Yeah.
You don't think questions?
Do you really think that in sports it's because of money?
Look, money is a part of it. Money is what brings a lot of professional sports their revenue. But as far as competing and being a competitive athlete, it hurts when you fall short, you know? Like you train your entire life and then someone comes in and they just dominate, and it feels like, you know, you've been cheated out of your spotlight, out of your glory, you know, the one thing that you've done your entire life to do, and then someone comes in and just takes that away from you, you know?
Yeah, Juan, it's like, imagine I mean, you're a magician, right? Imagine you're a magician. Juan, he's still there.
Yeah, I'm gonna ignore the
the magic thing,
yeah, and the Why? Insult that you're trying to.
I'm not trying to make an insult here. What I'm saying is that, like, you know, what if suddenly anybody with a blanket is just able to make things disappear, and now here you are, this practiced person, and this person's making more things disappear than you are. You know what I mean?
Well,
they're using a special tool that makes things disappear, but you're using sleight of hand. But they're winning every single time.
That's how it is now, dude. I mean, you're trying to do a field that I love, there's the old school sleight of hand practice and shit like that. Like I practice, and I'll admit I'll never be as great as fucking David Copperfield or Teller or fucking Turner, but the fact of the matter is there's magicians out there that have probably made a name or will make a name of themselves that utilize technology and
I mean, as far
other
as like the physicality
non-hardworking slights.
What if you physiques. Had to compete with Jesus? You know, and there's, his two there's tricks were bringing people back
there
to
are
life and turning water
some women
wine.
That
then so you know, be it. But you,
they're pretty stacked, but for the most part, women have to work harder to achieve the level of physicality that men do, you know?
So let's put it this way. If you had a male and a female in the same weight class, you had a female that worked out and worked her entire life and competed against a male in the same weight class, you don't think that they would be able to destroy them?
Destroy who?
The male.
I mean, it depends. Yeah, if I were competing against a professional female athlete, I'd lose. But
No, but I'm talking about two professional athletes in the same category, same weight class, same skill bracket.
All right. Say Mike Tyson fights Ronda Rousey. Who's winning that fight?
Well, are they in the same Mike Tyson now versus Ronda Rousey now? I forget. Did Ronda start off as an MMA fighter
heavyweight
or a boxer?
Champions. Or
you go look at highlights from Mike Tyson's knockouts, and, so and then you look
if,
at
but
Ronda.
But if she gets into the ring, even with Mike Tyson now.
Well, no, but you're put Mike Tyson, young Mike Tyson versus Mayweather. No. Humor me here. Mike Tyson, young Mike Tyson versus Mayweather.
Let me just tell you.
Who do you think would have
won? Mike Tyson in his prime?
Yeah. Versus Mayweather in his prime.
Well, no. We're talking about.
He's undisputed. Mike Tyson actually lost fights.
Yeah.
But, Mayweather has not. So the thing is, I honestly think that. No, but humor me on this one. Like, if you take. Ronda,
I've never seen a Mayweather
at her
fight,
prime
but I've seen
versus a male in her category in his prime. Who do you think would win? Like Tyson.
But Juan, that wasn't the question. The question was,
I think that's not comparing apples to apples. It's kind of like the whole debate of the basketball greats like Kobe, Lamar, Jordan, like.
And that's what
not Lamar.
You think Mike Tyson what? You think
the current one?
He wins.
LeBron.
Do you think he's on par? You think they
those
tie?
Those are star athletes or prime athletes of their time or elite ones. But you compare them to
who's
anybody else in that sport to I don't know enough about the sport. But
well, see, that's the thing. You don't know. About sports, you don't know about competing, but then you're defending something that you don't know anything about. You've never competed in sports. You don't know what it's like to.
Neither have you.
Avoiding the question.
I played sports. I know how it is to be competitive.
Have you competed professionally?
Of course not.
No. So fuck you. So fuck you. By that standard, yeah, I played sports. Fuck you. No.
Well, no. No, not no. I don't think. I don't. Well, no, time out. You're. But I think. Okay. First of all, Juan, the subject matter is competing, right? So whether it's professional or not, it's about competition, right? It's about people who decided that they want to get good at something and play against other people who also want to get good at something, right? And if all
that's why he got the fucking nickname
equal,
Iron
we're
Mike.
Asking
dude.
You whether they're professional or not. If Mike Tyson in his prime versus Ronda Rousey in her prime, who walks out of that ring? And I'm telling you right now that it's going to be Mike Tyson. You just need to watch Mike Tyson in his prime. Like, some of those punches, Juan, are like fucking thunderclaps on people. But Ronda Rousey's knocking out people too. The thing is, though, I from a physicality standpoint, I don't think I mean, she might take a punch or two, but just, she's not just looking at, very long. At
Mike Tyson and I think Ronda Rousey, there's a physical difference between
somebody. The two of them, you know?
Like, if Mike Tyson just says, I identify as a female now, that's scary.
I can't remember the name of the girl who punched her shit up. But anyway. But she looked pretty bad. Yeah, it's, well, I'm not, maybe I quit the next fight. But there's a scary movie or some clip, I don't know, with Anna Faris and Mike Tyson where the exact same thing happens. And it's you know, it's for comedy, it's played for laughs. But that's the thing, you know, that's exactly it. But
no, it's Bud Light.
The video. I'll put the link in the show notes if I find it when I upload this episode. But anywho, the last thing I want to talk to you guys about is before we go into the
with the new spokesperson, right?
Yeah, it's Bud Light.
Jay, you're winning,
and they're the ones that are losing.
Well, the last thing was just about Bud Light, which is or Budweiser, I should say. And their future is it Bud Light or all of Bud? Well, Bud Light
didn't you say in that essentially?
Yeah,
Budweiser or Anheuser is prepping for the future, and they realize that in the future
they're losing.
This is so fuck.
They are losing support, but they're gaining customers. So I the story is
spokesperson.
Yeah,
did they appoint her as a spokesperson?
The story is that Bud Light, and this is old news too, but Bud Light they have appointed a transgender female as their spokesperson. Yeah, and it lit up the North America, like person of the year or something along those lines. But it sparked all kinds of controversy with people who drink their beers. So their social media filled itself with lots of people, including Kid Rock, destroying the cans and cases of Bud Light and Budweiser because they just don't support that. However, with Generation Z and Alpha coming up in a world where they're just uber upset, accepting of everything and everyone, and it's all inclusive and diversity and all that stuff, they have won themselves, guaranteed themselves business. So yeah, there'll be a lull right now.
I mean, yeah, the demographic 10, is years, probably going to change.
Literally, just Bud Light? An entire generation of future alcoholics, like, who won't be beating.
It's so weird that they would choose Bud Light, because, you know, to make this weird, you know, transition, so to say, you know,
I don't know that.
You know, because Bud Light's a shitty beer, you know, like.
I like Bud Light.
Yeah, I mean, I like Bud Light.
I also like PBR, another shitty beer.
Yeah, it's just a shitty beer. And then they just have a new face and everyone's up in arms about it. Like,
it is the beer you get.
But I mean, to be honest, I mean. Like, Bud Light didn't really have like a face to it. It just had like a group of people associated with Bud Light, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. But it's the old guard. It's like, you know, these 50, 60 year old men who are just kind of like, I ain't going to let that happen. What is this?
The Frogs were not Bud Light. Yeah. The Frogs were Budweiser.
Yeah, they were Budweiser.
I remember Bud Light Budweiser was those frogs.
Yeah,
were those frogs?
It's part of the Anheuser-Busch brand, but
I feel like it was a smart marketing move.
it's different beers.
Yeah, but I mean, like, I don't know if you guys know this, but Budweiser, Bud Light is...
No, Spuds McKenzie helped sell Bud Light and Budweiser. Budweiser beer.
Yes, but you don't think that those Budweiser frogs help sell a little bit of Bud Light? You don't think? Okay. Okay. If you say so, I would disagree. But anywho, do you guys think that was a good strategy for them to?
I don't know. I mean, they're adopt.
Do you think other
growing
companies
demographic for
that also sell, you know, like tobacco products,
so
or
why not?
Or alcohol products are going to agree? Like, do you think Ryan Reynolds will come out with Aviator Gin that, you know, is marketed, that's specifically marketed with transgender men and women?
Just people should just fucking drink because they like that taste and not because they're of a certain fucking gender. I mean, remember when fucking Cosmopolitans was considered
I wish I could see in the future 5 years to see how this is going to shake out. People will just stop drinking Bud Light at some point.
No, fuck you. How many?
Well, how many Cosmos do you drink with your boys?
I never really care for Cosmopolitans, but
I did like fuck.
he liked a nice fuck you.
No. I'm still just waiting for you guys to look at my fucking text message.
Yeah, I saw it. It's stupid.
No, you're stupid.
What? You did like a what, Juan? You did like a what?
Well, because we moved on from one conversation to another, and I'm now, still huh? like, oh, I went to look up Ronda Rousey, and she's not even a fucking boxer.
Well, then name a famous female boxer.
Ali.
Muhammad Ali?
No, not Muhammad. Yeah, his fucking daughter, you dumb fuck.
Too busy being engaged in the conversation.
His daughter. Right, and how many belts is
Layla
she
Layla Ali. She was a fucking... And that was all off of my fucking memory. Now I have to fucking actually look it up.
But anyway, guys, it's that time in the show. Juan, you know what time it is?
Piss and jizz?
Nah, man. Jay is dragging his nuts all over our faces.
What are we Jay? Doing for this fucking season in the Gauntlet again?
Video game.
Your mom.
Yes. Your mother. Thanks, Charlie. Your mother, Juan. That's what we're doing for this Gauntlet. So, if we all remember where we were in the Gauntlet, Jay, you had 22 points in this Gauntlet. Juan... You had 3 points.
Wasn't I beating you?
No, because... Oh, no, this says I have 5 points. Fuck you.
How?
Because I got some things correct that you did not. And so now you have 3 points. Jay has 22.
Am I confusing it with sitcoms? Did I beat you on that Gauntlet?
No. You couldn't. You didn't know.
No, fuck you. I did, didn't I?
No.
No, you didn't. Sean beat us.
So, Juan... You have 3 points, which means that you go first.
What are my number options?
Your number options are... Hold on, sorry. You got
five.
Four, five.
Five.
We've already used five. So you got
four.
Four. You want... Okay, four for how many seconds, Juan?
Five.
5 seconds. So track number four for 5 seconds. Remember that these are video game sounds, Juan, or video game music. Okay, you ready?
Video games. I like video games.
All right. Here it is. I don't know what that is, but it sounds
like... Can you play it again?
Super Nintendo. Yeah, I can play it again. Here it is.
Double Dragon?
I'm going to disagree and say that it's Castlevania.
I disagree as well, and it is Castlevania. Castlevania 2, Simon's Quest.
Of course you would fucking know it. Fuck you.
Well, hold on, and the answer is Castlevania. Castlevania.
Which one?
Now, hold on. So for the extra point here, it's, what did you say, Jay?
Castlevania 2, Simon's Quest.
It is Castlevania 2, Simon's Quest. So what's that? That's five is two, right? Five is 2 points?
No, five is 1 point.
Oh, so Jay and I get half points? Is that what we get?
No, just give yourselves each a point, and he gets a fucking bonus point for actually naming it to the T.
I want you to remember that, Juan.
I think that was the rule, wasn't it?
Like, no member, but here we are.
Like, fuck this right. Half point bullshit. We all know you're gonna destroy me.
You and your mom. All right, so that means that it's my turn, Juan, and in show tradition, you get to choose the number track that I get to
seven.
One day, Juan, one day. So seven, and I'm going to go for 5 seconds just so I can stay on the board here.
Why 5 seconds? What happened to Mr. Cocky? I need to play the man. Fuck you.
Yeah, that was before Jay was dragging his nuts all over my face.
Like, there is no real point for us to continue this game when he's already destroyed us.
You don't know that. So I'm going to play 5 seconds of track number seven. Juan, thank you very much. And here it is. Oh, I know this one. It's Pokemon. I think it's Pokemon Green, Red. One of the first ones, and I just don't know which one. But that's my answer.
Play it again. Zelda.
I agree with you, Sean. It's Pokemon.
All right. So the answer is... Pokemon Red and Blue. I think I said Red and Green. And then there's a secondary question here for the other two versions, and I want to say that it's Green and Silver, or Green and Sapphire. Let's find
out. I think it's Ruby and Sapphire. I don't know.
Those are two of them. What did I say? Yeah. Yellow and Green. Yellow and Green. Those are the other two versions. Well, it looks like Jay's splitting another point here. Is that how this works? Are we splitting points when they agree? I can't remember.
Sure.
But yeah, doesn't matter, right, Juan? Thanks, man.
Nope.
All right. All right. So, Jay, that means that it's now on you. So which track would you like to use? You got tracks 7. Nope. You got tracks 8 through 27 to choose from.
27.
Okay. Thanks, Jay.
27.
All right. 1 second. 3 seconds.
Ah, cocky motherfucker.
All right. Here it is. Track number 27 for 1 second.
Oh!
Juan, it's in your best interest not to say anything.
Can we do 3 seconds?
Yeah. 3 seconds coming up.
I know this one. No, I don't.
Oh, we'll have to hear all that confidence, Juan.
I thought it was, I could picture a fucking spaceship coming in on this one. But no, I fucked it up. I don't know.
Halo?
No.
I'm going to disagree and say that this is Star Fox.
Yes, I agree with him.
All right. The answer is Skyrim.
I'll rim you, motherfucker.
Yeah, I bet you will.
Yeah, man. Now, there's extra points here for the full title of Skyrim. You know the full title of Skyrim?
Skyrim, Sean's Mom's Revenge.
I don't know. Elder Ring?
It is, I think it's Skyrim Elder Scrolls or Elder Scrolls Skyrim. It's something of that. But here we go. Here it is. Elder Scrolls 5 Skyrim. Mm.
I haven't played the Skyrims series.
I played Skyrim for like 5 minutes, and then it was so in depth because I was choosing my character that I think I tapped out within the first couple of minutes. And then I started playing it again on Switch because I was just amazed that it could play it. It was, it's a good game if you got time. But I didn't have time to get that far into it. All right, Juan, this is in your part of the show now. It's a pity point section.
Go.
So you got pity points 1 through 8 to choose from. Now remember, these are sounds from the games, right? So now we had music before. Now these are just iconic sounds that come from the game, and they could come from a game we've already done.
Yeah, I remember because you talked shit about me last time, but go ahead.
You're the one. You have to pick a number, dude.
6.
Number 6. You ready?
Nope.
Well, I'm going to play it anyway.
I know here you are. I'm waiting.
Did you legit not hear that?
No, I did. Can you play it again?
Sure, one more time. Why not? This is... I know you're not going to know this one, Juan.
I know this one.
Yeah. I know it too, Otacon. I know it too.
Smash Brothers.
That's incorrect, Juan.
What is it?
Yeah, I disagree.
What is it?
Yeah, I disagree. It's Metal Gear Solid, dude.
It's the alert noise.
Yeah, for Metal Gear Solid. Like when you get detected in Metal Gear Solid, that's the noise you hear.
Is that the one with Snake?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ah, shit, I know something.
It's the scariest sound in the game.
Yeah, it's when you are deep in stealth and you hear this noise, you're like, fuck. And
holy shit.
Yeah. You go find a corner where no one can see and you get in a goddamn box. It's great. Well, Juan, you know what?
What?
I'm sorry you didn't know that, man. I'm sorry you didn't know that.
I don't know a lot of things, Sean. I don't know a lot of things.
Yeah, we've noticed. We've noticed. Yeah,
we know. You know who else knows that you don't know a lot of stuff?
Your mom.
Yeah, my mom. All right. So at the end of this gauntlet, bonus points included. Jay, you end.
Can we just stop playing the fucking gauntlet and move on to the next season? Like,
no, I like fucking you guys.
Well, the last time, yeah, never.
All right. So this week we end the gauntlet with me at 7 points. Juan, you're at 4 points. And Jay is at 25 points. So if we just make sure Jay can't answer the things correctly, then I think we can absolutely catch up.
Bet. Next week we record at my house and I'll beat the shit out of him when he tries to answer.
All right, Jay. So show up at Juan's house and we'll beat you up so you can't answer. That seems
hell yeah. I'm up for the challenge.
Yeah. Well, you know what Juan's going to do. You know what he's going to do? He's going to identify as...
just shut the fuck up and end the show already. God, fuck you.
He's
going to
identify as a bitch and not want to fight you.
You guys are so funny.
Oh, anyway, Juan, anyway. So, yes, it sounds like you're done, Juan. Is that what's going on?
I'm not even going to identify that with an answer. Just fucking do your bit so I could do mine.
Okay, Juan, thanks, man.
You're welcome.
Glad to hear it. Thanks for listening. Do you think that transgender men... or transgender women and transgender men should compete in the sport that they've transitioned in the same league as the sports they transition to. Do you think that Budweiser is the beer of the future? Do you think that Richard DeSantis is crazy and he doesn't realize what he's doing? Tell us. We would like to know. Juan, go ahead, man. Go ahead and butcher this.
You're welcome. Hey, guys, it's good to be back. Don't forget to rate and review us on iTunes. That's how we get the charts. Find us on all social medias, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. Our handle is at INCYC Show. You can email us some of your suggestions or comments at incycshow@gmail.com. Again, it is incycshow@gmail.com. You can even leave us a voicemail. Just follow the links in the show notes or just go to www.anchor.fm/incycshow. Also, it's not listed on here, but we do have a website. Just check us out. And we have merch in partnership with lindamira.com. Get your very own I'm Not Crying, You're Crying t-shirt. I think we sold one shirt, but we found another one that's collecting dust. So don't forget to buy that shirt. Thanks.
Thanks, Juan.
You're our mom.
Good night, everybody.
Good night, everyone. Thank you for listening. Thank you.